Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we count down the days till this 2022 NFL Draft, April 28th through the 30th. And remember, you can listen to these shows on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Stitcher, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available. And we have a fantastic young man coming on the program today. He was all SEC. He was one of the best freshmen when he arrived at Gardner-Webb, and then he ended up being one of the best SEC defensive backs. You could argue one of the best defensive backs in the nation when he left South Carolina. It's none other than Jalen Foster. Jalen, you've had a fabulous career from the time you began it, and you've dominated to the time you ended it. With that said, thank you for joining us this morning. How's today treating you?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Today's been great, you know, just getting back used to the South Carolina weather. I've been training the past few months, so I'm trying to get acclimated still. So, but it's been great, though.
Nice. Where were you training, getting ready for Pro Day and everything that's coming on the horizon for you?
Yes, sir. I was down in Miami, Florida. You know, that's the good weather. So, you know, I'm trying to get used to the weather back up here.
Yeah, it's a little. This morning, my family all went down to Florida, so they're vacationing while I'm here doing draft interviews. But hey, I'll take it. And listen, when I follow your career, and we've had so many young men on this program, but you just kind of all the boxes, you hit the check mark, all the I's you dot, all the T's you cross. I mean, again, from the time you began your collegiate career, Gardner-Webb, but you definitely were a Power 5 guy, I think, from the get-go. How did you kind of get lost in the shuffle coming out of high school?
Yes, sir. That's something I'm still trying to figure out to this day. I went to Burns High School up in Duncan, South Carolina, you know, a powerhouse, you know, and I felt like I was a Power 5 guy coming out too, but, you know, God had other plans. So, you know, how I got lost in the shuffle is something I'm still trying to figure out, but I'm glad that I finally got to that level.
I mean, you definitely did. Now, I'm curious, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee-wee, was Jalen Foster the best kid on the field? Were you that guy that scored one touchdown after the next, or did it take a little time for you to establish yourself as one of the best?
No, sir. From day one, I was kind of one of those guys. You know, I played everywhere on the field, running back, linebacker, DB, receiver. I was playing everything. You know, it's always something I've been doing my whole life, you know, so it's nothing new to me.
So kind of take us through the progression, Jalen. So you're doing your Pop Warner thing. How do you kind of, you know, arrive at the collegiate level as a defensive back? I'm sure you played multiple positions. I think you even did some receiver in high school. But how did you know DB was going to be the position to get you to this point?
So many people don't know this story. So, actually, my 10th grade year, I was a receiver on varsity. Then they told me, Coach Bobby Bentley, he was like, yo, we believe you can be a dominant DB for us. So I moved over in my 10th grade year, started the rest of the 10th grade year at DB. Then after the season, I actually had sat with our new head coach, Brian Lane. I was telling him, I was like, I don't really like DB. You know, I think I'm a quick. I'm just going to play basketball.
Wow. But,
yeah, I told him, I was like, I don't think I really like it. You know, I've always been a receiver. Like, in heart, so, you know, that's what I really want to play. And he was like, you know, to go to college, you probably have to go to DB. And I was like, I just tried basketball, but he finally convinced me, you know, to stay and stick it out, you know. And then my senior year, Prince Miller, I don't know if you guys know him, he played at Georgia a couple of years. He's a guy who played a tremendous part in it. You know, he helped take my defensive back game to another level, you know, just helping with different progressions and things like that. You know, those guys are really the ones who pushed me to stay at DB and take it to the next level at DB.
Well, props to those guys for keeping you on course, because we're going to get to see you do your thing at the next level. And like I said, fabulous career this far as Jalen. And you're represented by Steinberg, Lee Steinberg, Chris Cabot, and all those guys. Fabulous group of people. And, you know, I was joking with them. I'm like, how the you-know-what did this kid not get invited to the NFL scouting combine? I mean, I even double-checked. I even texted them because I'm like, am I missing something? I mean, that's how ludicrous it is. It had to be aggravating. But nonetheless, it probably fuels the fire, just makes you – and you mentioned, you know, at the top of the show, how you weren't a Power 5 guy, you won't ever know. And you'll probably look back on this going, how wasn't I invited to the combine? Is that fair enough?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Most definitely. You know, it's one of those things, you know, it kind of sting a little bit, you know, just as a child, you know, that's a dream that you have. And, you know, you feel like you put in the work and you put up the numbers and the film to get invited and you don't, you know, it kind of sting a little bit. But like you said, that's something I still am trying to figure out to this day. I probably will the rest of my life, but it's over with. You know, I have pro day coming up, so I'm going to use that and I'm going to take advantage of that.
Definitely. And when is pro day for you?
This Friday, the 18th.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you,
yes,
man, you
sir.
Got, so you
yes,
definitely
sir.
Got a couple of days to get acclimated to back home to South Carolina and get at, do you just want to wake up tomorrow and get it over with, or you content waiting until the end of the week to get it done?
I'm be honest with you. I actually left Florida last Wednesday, like Tuesday night. I couldn't sleep. You know, I was ready to get it done. I was like, man, come on, let's go. Like, I'm ready to prove to them, you know, that, you know, they shouldn't have slept on me or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I'm ready. Like, I've been ready for about 2 weeks now. So,
And I'm not going to lie to you. I'm excited for you because, you know, it's kind of an early pro day. Some of the guys that come on the show, their pro days are like March 28th, March 31st. I just imagine waiting till the end of the month to get this over with. You know what I mean? It's just you've been working, grinding at these facilities, working out every day. There's just a point where you're probably like, okay, I cannot get any better. I can't get any faster. I can't jump any higher. Just let me do this and get it out of the way. But, hey, there's so much to talk about. Now, for you, if you were in the film room with these NFL scouts, Jalen, what do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say that these are your hallmark home run abilities that they're going to fall in love with, and they're going to have to bring you aboard their 53-man roster.
Yes, sir. First, my effort. You know, if you turn on the tape, I'm probably everywhere on the field making plays, you know, just leaving it out there every play I get. And then I think that the competitiveness I have in me, you know, I don't care how big, how small my opponent is, you know, I'm going at you 110%, you know. And then my ball skills, you know, I find the ball everywhere. Wherever the ball is, that's where you're going to find number 12. You know, I love the game of football, you know. And in order for me to get it on defense, I have to be around it. So, you know, that's a mindset. But those three things, I think, really, really stands out for me.
Definitely. And as a freshman, Gardner Webb, you set a record for five INTs, and then you leave college football in the SEC and you lead the conference with five interceptions, nearly 100 tackles, a couple sacks, a couple forced fumbles. I mean, when you say you are a ball hawk, you are a guy who is around the ball, that effort shows through statistically. You're fabulous stuff. Let me ask you this one, and I don't think there's not much these teams can't know about you up to this point, a month and a half away from this draft. But this is your show. I do know NFL personnel do listen in if they're interested in a certain guy. That said, Jalen, what do these teams need to know about you? What can help you fall in their good graces? You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, great in the community. Maybe some of the defensive systems you ran didn't allow you to showcase certain skills. I don't know what it could be, but is there anything that you need to add?
You know, I think just the presence I bring in the locker room, you know, I'm a guy who loves to just meet new people, you know, and I want better for other people, you know. It's not necessarily about myself, you know, it's just about making the team better. You know, I'm a guy, you probably one of the first ones in the building, the last one to leave. You know, I just, you know, I love the game of football and I love everything that comes with it. You know, just I feel like I'm a good guy to bring, just a good guy for the locker room, you know, the culture, you know, do great things for the community. You know, like you, I was a team captain this past year, so that I think that speaks highly of my character in the locker room, you know. So that's really it, just my character, you know. I'm a great guy.
You come across, now I'm not looking at you, but it seems like you just have a smile on your face all day. Is that fair assumption? Is that a good guess?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm blessed. You know, every day I wake up, I'm blessed. So, you know, why not have a smile? You know, things could be a lot worse, but, you know, I'm very blessed and grateful for God giving me this life and this opportunity. So I'm going to smile every day, every day.
Hey, man. Hey, every day you wake up, you win. And Psalms 34:7, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart, Jalen. Obviously, coming to fruition for you, my friend. Absent of football, when you've got some spare time, what do you like doing? What are some of your outside hobbies and things that you just love about life and doing?
Yeah, I have a dog, a 1-year-old German Shepherd. So, you know, I like to spend time with him, play around with him, you know, and then hang out with my friends, my family. I have a girlfriend, you know, we do certain activities outside. But other than that, man, I'm really about the ball, you know, on and off. She kind of get mad at me sometimes. Like, you always watching football, always doing this for football. I'm like, babe, it's my life. I love it, you know. But those kind of a few things I do like to do, you know, just hang out with my dog, my family, and my friends, and my girlfriend.
Fair enough. That's a good thing. What's your dog's name?
Cash.
Cash. Oh, I like it. Very nice. Yeah, you know what? So funny is my son's girlfriend, she has a pit bull called Cash. So kind of funny that two dogs named Cash. Jalen, we're almost out of time, my friend, but we always like to have some fun. We call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted, off the wall questions. You want to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir. That's cool. Sounds good.
All right. Now, it could have been Coach Muschamp, Bobo, or Beamer. Which one of those coaches had the biggest pet peeves during practice? An absolute no-no. If you got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
Oh, Coach Beamer, most definitely. Oh, man. If he's talking and he don't see you, your eyes on him, oh, man. I'm talking about he'll tell you, just stop. Just take off and run. I'm saying, like, he don't care if you're in the meeting room, outside. If he catch your eyes not on him, oh, man, he's going to go. He's going to lose it all.
And how about this one? When you look back at your collegiate career, who was the biggest trash-talking wide receiver you've went up against?
Ooh, let's see. That's a good one. Man, that's pretty tough. I'm gonna be honest. The receiver didn't talk a lot. It was the offensive lineman. Oh, dope. And it was Tennessee. Those guys in Tennessee, oh, man, they were talking the whole game. So I wouldn't say receivers. I'd say the offensive lineman. They definitely were doing the talking for them.
I love it. And then the final one, Jalen, as this draft approaches the weekend, April 28th through the 30th, when you will wait to hear your name come off the board, I assume you're going to be with family and friends. With that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next football journey?
Oh, that's I'm going to give you two. My girlfriend, whatever she cooks, she can do that. She can cook. And then my aunt, she made the best macaroni and best lemonade. Those two things have to be on the menu wherever I am. So I'm looking forward to that day right there, just to eat that macaroni and drink that lemonade.
Now, I got to ask you this. In a seven-game series, your girlfriend or your aunt, who's going to win the seven-game series in a cook-off?
Oh, man, let's see. Oh, man, it's going to go to game seven. I think it's going to go down to the buzzer. But I think my girlfriend, just because she has a little more, she can do a little bit more, like different, more culture. With my aunt, she kind of just a soul food type of a cook, but my girl, she can do it all. So she definitely will win that battle.
Yeah, well, but by the way, that's a smart answer because your aunt's going to let you slide. Your girlfriend might not be about. So you definitely know how to work yourself around that. Jalen, listen, man, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. You had a fabulous career, and you are going to really be special at this next level. I can't wait to see you do it. But that said, best of luck to you on Friday and every day after that. Thank you for sharing your time with us today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Yes, sir. Once again, that is Jalen Foster, the standout Carolina defensive back here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.